Radio Prague News.
The Czech Republic has strongly condemned continuing violence in Syria. The Czech Health Forum says the government deserves a near failing grade on health care, and teenagers in the Czech Republic drink more alcohol than in any other European country, according to a study. The Czech Republic has strongly condemned Friday's massacre in the Syrian town of Hola that claimed more than 100 lives. The Czech Foreign Ministry said in a statement on Wednesday that it was deeply shocked by the tragic death of more than 100 civilians, including many women and children, and urged all parties in the conflict to honor their commitments under international law and to implement the six-point peace plan drafted by UN Arab League envoy Kofi Annan. Unlike other nations which are stepping up international pressure against Syria, Prague is not planning to expel Syrian diplomats. The foreign ministry said a reciprocal move by Damascus would complicate the Czech plan of keeping its mission open and serving the nationals of those EU member states that have decided to close their embassies due to the worsening security situation in the country. The Czech Health Forum says the government deserves a near failing grade for its work on health care. The grade was compiled for the non-governmental organization by 59 experts who agreed that the government should focus on broadening e-health systems, preventing the healthcare quality and access from deteriorating, and heightening prevention. Czech Health Forum Director Michal Vich told journalists on Thursday that out of 32 healthcare points in the government's policy statement, it has fulfilled 6 fully and 7 partially. The experts said that the government should make good on at least another 8 promises if it wants to fulfill its mission of reform. Teenagers in the Czech Republic drink more alcohol than in any other European country, according to a study. Based on data from 2011, the European School Survey Project on Alcohol and Other Drugs reports that 4 out of 5 Czech 16-year-olds drank alcohol over a one-month period, compared to the European average of 57%. Moreover, Czech teens were more likely to drink heavily compared with other countries, surpassed only by teenagers in Denmark and Malta. While experience with drugs, including marijuana, has dropped slightly, alcohol intoxication among teens has risen, with 1/5 of teens saying they had been intoxicated three or more times in the last month, compared to 14% in 1995. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be mostly cloudy to cloudy, with scattered showers and highs of 20 to 24 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.